Etta Tall was born on Little Diomede, a small island in the middle of the Bering Strait. Though it's often foggy, looking west, it's hard to miss another island, much larger, rising out of the same sea. That's Big Diomede. Growing up, Etta was fascinated.
I always dreamed that I'm going to go on the other side. I wonder how it looks over there. I wonder how Big Diomede look on the other side. I wonder how our... That was my wonder, you know?
The Diomede Islands are separated by less than 2.5 miles of ocean. In the winter, the water freezes solid, and you can walk across the ice from one island to the other. Or rather, you could do that, but you can't. That's because Little Diomede is part of Alaska, and Big Diomede belongs to Russia. For hundreds of years, Inupiat families lived on both islands and traveled freely back and forth. But by the time Etta was born, the only people living on Big Diomede were Russian troops. In 1948, the Soviet military established a base on the larger island and forced all its residents to relocate to mainland Russia. The Cold War was just beginning, and the invisible line through the Bering Strait, slicing right between the Diomede Islands, was the only American-Soviet border. It was called the Ice Curtain. The border was closed, and families were cut off. It's been nearly 70 years, and Big Diomede is still just a military base and weather station. For the most part, the families that once shared the islands have lost connection. Etta left, too. She moved to mainland Alaska, now settled in Chivak with her husband and kids. But she never stopped thinking about the islands, especially the mysterious one she had watched and wondered about as a child. Etta felt a strange connection to Big Diomede, something she couldn't understand, until, several years ago now, she did some Googling. On a whim, she'd searched for her grandfather's name.
I Googled Michael Francis Kuznick, and there was a book.
To Etta's surprise, in the collections of the State Library in Juneau was a manuscript written by her grandfather. He called it the first book of Bering Sea and Arctic Coast Eskimo history. Etta downloaded a digital copy, scans of hundreds of handwritten pages.
Thank God I understand cursive. It's so amazing how he talk about the life of our people.
In these pages, Etta found another surprise. Her grandfather had grown up on Big Diomede.
I love Big Diomede. I always want to go to Big Diomede. I always want to touch Big Diomede, not knowing that my grandpa was from there. And now I know why my heart's on Big Diomede.
Etta was more curious than ever about the island where her grandfather had grown up, and about the relatives she must have living somewhere in Russia. 4 years ago, while in Nome, she met someone who could help.
My name is Tandy Wallach, and I live in Anchorage, Alaska. I own a small travel company.
For 30 years, Tandy has been leading trips around the region, including in the easternmost parts of Russia. 9 years ago, her work brought her to Little Diomede. When the elders there realized Tandy was familiar with the Russian villages where they might have relatives, they asked her if she could help them find their family.
She sent me a list, and I knew all the villages over there, and I said, well, how could I say no? So I said yes.
Finding their relatives in Russia turned out to be slow work, complicated by tensions between the United States and Russia. Tandy had been working on the project for years, when one day in 2013, she found herself killing time in Nome. The trip she was leading that day was delayed by weather, so she was sitting in a now-defunct pizzeria with a friend. In walked Etta. She knew Tandy's friend as well. Tandy remembers the friend telling Etta,
you need to meet this lady. She's going to find your relatives from Big Diomede. And Etta took her hands over her mouth, and she started to cry, and then I started to cry, and we've been on this journey since.
That same year, Tandy received a grant from the National Park Service to help fund the project. Tandy and Etta began working together to locate elders from Big Diomede and their descendants, now living in villages along the easternmost coast of Russia. Last year, they were able to make a trip there, and Etta was finally able to answer some of her questions.
When I was growing up, I wonder how they live over there. Wonder how it is over there. Do they do the things we do? I always wonder about that. Now, I don't wonder anymore. I know how they live. Their kids are just like our kids. No difference. Their food is like our food. Their way of their living is like how we're living. Their land is like our land. And they're very traditional. I'm just in awe with those people over there. Sometimes I feel like I'm going to pack up my bags. I'm moving to Russia and staying with them.
After the success of their trip to Russia, Tandy and Etta began planning a family reunion to bring relatives from both Alaska and Russia together on the Diomede Islands. Initially, they'd hoped to gather on Big Diomede, the island Etta has wondered about her whole life and the home of her grandfather.
Because on Big Diomede, we found out from her grandpa's book There were five villages over there, and the greens are better over there. The walrus are better over there. And it's just 2.5 miles from Little Diomede, and the practicality of going is no big deal, really. We just get on a boat and go to Big Diomede. We just want to go over there and have a reunion and dance and eat and cry and laugh, you know, for a couple of days and then go back home. Mm-hmm. So I really tried this last year to get permission to go to Big Diomede, but that is Russia, and I found out that it was absolutely impossible. So then we said, well, we've got to do something because the elders are dying. So that's why we said, we've got to do it this year.
Determined to have a reunion this summer, they decided to meet on the Alaskan island, Little Diomede. With the location set, Tandy and Etta contacted relatives they'd met in Russia and started working at the logistics. Quite a complicated affair between all the visas, charter planes, and boats. They planned to arrive in Little Diomede the last week of July. In the end, five Russian relatives from a handful of villages were able to make the trip, although they were held up at the last minute by paperwork. Bad weather, too, delayed the reunion. Despite the setbacks, Etta was confident.
I know it's going to turn out okay. It's going to be great. We're going to have a wonderful time. We're going to shed our tears. We're going to be happy. We're going to enjoy each other for this short time, and we want it to be joyful.
For Etta, the project has been healing. She believes that reuniting with family and reconnecting with their history can bring closure to Alaska Native elders and inspiration for younger generations.
It's good to know where you're from. You know, like I'm from, my grandpa is from Big Diomede, and I'm proud. You know, I have a sense like a closure or something, like, wow, I'm originally from there, and here these are great people that live off the land. If they can do it, we can do it. So I had a hope for our kids to have a hope. I really believe that if they go back to see where they come from, your grandfather was a great hunter, or your grandmother was a great sower, and they were very dignified people, and that's where you came from. You know, I think they got this place where they got rejected from society for being Native or something. You know, like we're bad people, but we're not. We're surviving like everybody else. They're this nicest, kindest people that trust people. They really had put trust. And that trust has been broken. And that's why they had put a line with themselves, with other people, for not trusting. But we are still trusting people to help us, and we're real thankful for that, and we're just in awe that somebody can help us find who our relatives are.
As one of the people who has helped, Tandy takes that trust very seriously.
I feel blessed and honored that the people in Little Diomede have trusted me to help them find their relatives. And there has to be mutual respect and trust, and I honor that.
After years of planning, Etta and Tandy looked forward to just enjoying their time on Little Diomede.
I'm looking forward to walrus over in Little Diomede.
I'm excited. Can't wait to go home and eat my native food and spend time with my relatives. Just be with them.
Etta and Tandy are both dreamers, and they're still dreaming of Big Diomede. They hope that someday soon they'll make it there, with Russians and Alaskans, all together as family. For KNOM Profiles, I'm Zoe Gruskin.